right, guys. Welcome to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. I've been challenged by a pro-Talmudic Zionist, although he claims that he's not a Zionist. Yeah, right. He's also, of course, an Israel defender. He wants me to call in. He's going to be on Kevin Barrett's show on February 2nd. So I accept the challenge, providing I'm here. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be here. I don't think I got anything going on that day. So if you guys want to tune in for that, you can hear me eat a Zionist alive for lunch. I'll make sure I'm good and hungry. I won't eat breakfast that morning. So I'll be ravenously hungry to chomp on his bones. You know, there's no defending Israel, you little punk, all right? It's a scam. It's a rotten, ravenous beast in the Middle East that loves to rape and pillage and mass murder the Palestinians. How can you defend that, you piece of inhuman trash? Yeah, I'll be calling you in, all right. Anyway, today, guys, I'm going to talk about something interesting, not politically related, but interesting nonetheless. Going to be talking about the secret hidden powers of animals, I guess you could call the show. Very interesting stuff. The animal kingdom is loaded with incredible, bizarre, unexplainable mysteries. You know, how is it that eels can generate electricity? In some cases, so powerful, they've been known to kill horses, to kill humans. Actually, that's not even part of what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to go off into some other interesting things, but the animal kingdom is loaded with stuff like this, you know, bizarre, unexplainable mysteries. The animals have some incredible abilities. They're going to be focusing more on amazing feats of animals, more so than the physical makeup of animals. But really interesting stuff. I think you're going to enjoy it. Anyway, before that, let me mention here, guys, one of our sponsors again. If you need help with your investing your money, guys, RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors looks after your investments. Use Onesti to invest for retirement, to fund education, to lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and just protect against the falling dollar. And who doesn't need help with that today? Not to mention an extra added bonus. John Onesti knows 9/11 is an inside job. Now, what more can you ask for than that, to invest with someone who is of like mind with you? And not to mention supporting him helps support RBN. So go to www.onestiadvisors.com. That's www.onestiadvisors.com. Advisor is O-R-S, not E-R. Some people spell it that way. Or simply call 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Check out Onesti Advisors today, guys. All right, I want to mention again that my books are being offered not only at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, but I'm also offering them free to those who, you know, request them. If there's any books there that you've been wanting to check out but, you know, simply didn't have the spare cash, and who does today, just drop me an email, and I'll be happy to send any of the titles listed there that you find interesting. And again, once you're there at Lulu, L-U-L-U.com, to see all the books I have available, just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And again, any titles that sound interesting, you want to check out, just let me know and I'll send them to you. I've already gotten quite a few requests for that. You know, it's no problem at all. I'll be happy to send them to you. So, you know, I just want to get the word out, folks. Done a lot of important research over the years, found out a lot of important things, and I feel people have the right to have this information without having to pay for it, if that's a problem for them. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Safety. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And like I said before the commercial, we're talking today about amazing animal abilities, and what better topic to kick this off than to discuss Coco, the amazing hand-signing gorilla. Those of you who aren't familiar with Coco, you really need to do a Google search and read up on this amazing animal. Coco is spelled K-O-K-O, African gorilla. This gorilla has a working vocabulary of over 1,000 hand signs and understands about 2,000 spoken words of English. She even invented compound words to describe things that she did not yet know the name of. For example, when asked what a ring was, when a ring on a finger was pointed to, she described it as a finger bracelet. She actually knew how to take words that she had already learned and combine them to come up with a name for something she didn't have a name for. That's ingenious. That's a human trait, guys. How about this one? Mask. She called it an eye hat. A brush. She called a scratch comb, because, of course, she used to use the brush to scratch herself with. And she knew it was used to brush hair, or, you know, comb hair. So she called it a scratch comb. That's absolutely incredible. This shows a degree of intelligence that, you know, it's kind of like at a toddler level. you know, gorillas have the intelligence at least of a human toddler. It's absolutely amazing. And yet we think of animals as dumb or inferior. Yeah. We like to think of ourselves as superior, yet you don't see the animal kingdom engaging in the sleazy warmongering activities that humans engage in. This gorilla is so amazing, she actually has mother-like qualities, even for animals outside her own species. One day she was watching a movie, and she saw a kitten, and she signed that she wanted a kitten. She understood that kittens were real things, and she saw that in the movie they had a pet kitten, so she wanted one of her own. So they brought her one, and she took great care of that kitten. She carried it everywhere she went. She fed it. She petted it. She slept with it at night. This cat actually was, I guess, in an accident as a kitten, and it lost its tail. So she named it All Ball because it was just one big, round, puffy ball. That was the name she gave it. Tragically, one day later, you know, as the cat grew up several years later, it got run over by a truck. And when they told her, she understood right away. She knew what death was. And she went into mourning for the next several days. She wouldn't come out of her little, wooden shelter that they had built her out in the backyard. She stayed in there for days, and you could hear her moaning almost nonstop. She wouldn't come out for the longest time. Only when fans heard about this and began mailing, shipping kittens to her, literally hundreds of them, they had to give, obviously, almost all of them away. They did keep a few, but, you know, only then would she come out of her enclosure there, and, you know, she started to get over her, literally, her depression. When she first came out, you know, they asked her if she was feeling better, and she signed cry, sad, frown, and bad. So tell me gorillas do not have emotions. Hogwash. In the book, When Elephants Weep, we read this touching account not only of Coco's advanced communication skills, but of her selfless consideration of others. Here's what this book says on this matter. It's very interesting. A woman who was working with Coco had indigestion one day and asked Coco what she should do about a sick stomach. Coco, who was given extra orange juice whenever she was ill, signed Stomach You Orange. When the woman burped, Coco signed Stomach You There Drink Orange, with there referring to the refrigerator where the orange juice was kept. The woman drank some juice, told Coco that she felt better, and offered her some juice. Only then did Coco indicate interest in juice for herself. 10 days later, when the same woman visited again and gave Coco some juice, Coco offered it to her first and had to be assured that the visitor felt fine before she would drink the juice herself. Absolutely astonishing. You know, this reminds me of the neocons, doesn't it, kids? The neocons who only think of others first and wouldn't dare take their portion until they were sure that everyone else had theirs. Yes. It's so good to know that we have parallels in the human species. Yeah, whatever. Boy, the monkeys in Washington could learn some lessons from this gorilla, huh? I'd say this gorilla is a highly, far more highly advanced form of life than the trash in Washington. Anyway, why am I ruining a good topic by bringing those filth into this? Here's something else interesting, guys. One day they brought Coco what they hoped would be a mate. His name was Michael, a male gorilla. They were hoping that over time that they would draw close enough to each other and eventually mate. It didn't happen, but they did become friends. And what was interesting is Coco started actually teaching Michael sign language herself. They didn't have to teach him. So one day, as Michael got more and more proficient with sign language, his human teachers now were able to communicate with him simply because Coco was teaching him. One day, they asked him about his mother. They found him as a baby in the jungle, in the jungles of Africa. He had been abandoned as a baby. And so they were curious to see if he, you know, had any recollections of what might have happened. They figured that she must have been captured by poachers, which is a very common thing. You know, they'll kill the gorillas, and all they do is just take their leather hands. They cut the hands off. You know, there's a high price to be fetched for gorilla leather. And so they just leave the rest of the corpse there, and very often they'll, you know, they'll take a mother with no regard for the babies that are left there to starve to death. They don't care. They're just after the big buck, the African version of the neocons. Anyway, they asked him if he remembered his mother and what happened to her, and he signed the hand signs for the words cry, sharp noise, loud trouble, and cut neck. He actually said cut neck, which is a very common practice, of course, with the poachers. They'll shoot the gorilla, you know, render it docile, and then to assure that it's dead while they take the hands off, you know, they'll cut the throat, they'll kill it. And so obviously he must have seen this, guys, and he remembered it. Again, he made the sign for cry, sharp noise, loud trouble, cut neck. So tell me that this gorilla was not traumatized over this, like any human child would be if they saw their parents getting killed. And that it did not have, you know, an effect on him even later into adult life. Unbelievable. That gorilla actually died at a very young age. You know, could it have been stress-related? Anyway, Sue Rambaugh, a scientist at the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, wrote these words in her book, Ape Language, commenting on the amazing abilities of apes to communicate. She said, it is possible, if one looks beyond the slightly differently shaped face, to read the emotions of apes as easily and as accurately as one reads the emotions and feelings of other human beings. There are few feelings that apes do not share with us, except perhaps self-hatred. They certainly experience and express exuberance, joy, guilt, remorse, disdain, disbelief, awe, sadness, wonder, tenderness, loyalty, anger, distrust, and love. Someday, perhaps, we will be able to demonstrate the existence of such emotions at a neurological level. Until then, only those who live and interact with apes as closely as they do with members of their own species will be able to understand the immense depth of the behavioral similarities between ape and man. And, you know, it's so true. The scientists, and there have been many over the years and still are some, who insist that animals do not have emotions, some of them, usually in the employ of you know, the beef industry or something, they'll insist that animals don't even experience pain, which, of course, is absolutely heinously ridiculous. Of course they experience pain. But, you know, they'll say that they don't have emotions. Well, again, that's ridiculous. Any scientist who says that is either lying or they're going by their ridiculous experiments in a lab. Of course animals aren't going to express emotion in a lab. They're not going to show affection, love, and compassion because they, like humans, know when they're being treated like lab rats. And so naturally, they're not going to demonstrate affection to one that they know has no affection for them. But any pet lover knows, and in fact, pet lovers have known for millennia, that animals do have emotions and express them all the time. But you see, you can't get that in a lab environment. You can only get that in a loving home environment. Animals, yes. There's just some things, folks, you can't test in a lab, okay? Love is not testable. Only if you actually have it in you, and of course most of these scientists don't. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. Plenty more of this stuff when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on amazing animal behaviors and accomplishments. In addition to being fluent in sign language, Michael, who has since died, was also very fond of music, particularly of the singing of Luciano Pavarotti. Believe it or not. In fact, he would refuse opportunities to play outside whenever a Pavarotti performance was playing on television. He often tapped on pipes or strummed on strings of burlap bags as though he were playing a musical instrument accompanying Pavarotti. Both Michael and Coco were also quite the artists. They loved to draw complicated shapes and squiggly lines on paper, carefully selecting various colored crayons for each new shape and line that they would draw. They weren't just drawing randomly. These drawings actually look quite, you know, complicated. They're very intricate. You know, you talk about modern art. This, you know, looks much more appealing than modern art. And, you know, they've actually fetched quite a penny. They're in big demand around the world. People have paid, you know, $10,000+ for these things. I wouldn't mind having one myself. That'd be kind of cool. Have people come over and, you know, what the heck is that? That was painted by a gorilla. I'd love to have one. Anyway, when Moja, a chimpanzee, was asked to draw a basketball. This is very interesting. She drew a zigzag line. 6 weeks later, she was again asked to draw a basketball, and guess what? Again, she drew the same pattern, a zigzagged line. Scientists concluded that this most likely represented the motion of the ball and not the ball itself. This chimp was obviously more interested in the movement of the ball than in what it actually had looked like. Maybe they're smarter than us. Maybe the focus shouldn't be what the ball actually looks like, but the motion the ball makes. To them, it was, you know, apparently to this chimpanzee, that was common sense. Oh, draw a ball, sure, this is a ball. This is what a ball does. Amazing, guys. It's pretty wild. You know, to me, that almost seems to imply a higher level of thinking than people, certainly than neocons. You know, if you ask Bush to draw a picture of a basketball, he'd just give you a blank stare. Huh? Don't misunderstand me now. Anyway, Siri, an Indian elephant, also liked to draw. She would take up a pencil in her trunk and scratch out interesting and complex patterns on paper that resembled abstract art. Ruby, an Asian elephant at the Phoenix Zoo, loves to paint on canvas. Her favorite colors are blue and red, but usually she chooses her colors based on her surroundings, as though she is trying to paint what she sees. Over time, it appears that she was making her companion elephants jealous. Since they started, they were probably jealous of all the attention she was getting, they started making drawings on enclosure walls with logs that they dipped in the mud. I think they wanted some attention, too. Speaking of elephants, Moja, an African elephant at the Miami Metro Zoo, loves to bowl and play softball, believe it or not. So, once again, animals, guys, are actually far more intelligent than what they're given credit for. Like humans, they enjoy sports, they enjoy games, they enjoy drawing, they like to make artwork, they're proud of it. These gorillas and chimpanzees actually hold up their artwork and show it off, just like a young child would do. It's amazing. So they experience pride, happiness, obviously sadness, anger. How do we get off saying that we're the most intelligent beings? Just because animals don't speak our language, do realize that animals do talk. Did you ever listen to birds in the morning when the sun's coming up? One will start, always it's one bird that'll start real quiet, you know. And then there'll be a gap. He's like, he's calling and waiting to see if there's a response. Nope. Okay, so he'll start again, you know. And before you know it, a couple more will join in, and then before too long, boom, they're all in a flurry. Tell me they're not communicating. Scientists are now forced to admit that, yeah, there is communication going on. They don't understand it yet. It's far more complicated than they ever imagined. But, you know, dolphins have a very complex communication mechanism. So do whales. They've recorded patterns of dolphins and played them back slowly, and they realize that, a tenth of a second's time, there's like 30 clicks, and it's almost like Morse code. You know, you've got dots and dashes. You know, there's like 30 dashes and 30 clicks, or 20 clicks and 30 dashes, and they notice that there is a pattern to it, and the pattern corresponds with the type of mood they're in, or if they sense danger. They're definitely sending a message. And, you know, we can't hear these individual clicks and, you know, dashes and dots. We have to slow down the recording. But it's quite obvious that they are able to do that and translate it into a message. Incredible. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking today about amazing animal abilities. Let's move on to parrots. And by the way, when you got some spare time, you might want to Google. I spent some time this morning. In fact, before my daughter went to school, we were having a good time watching. I typed in talking dogs. Do a video search. You know when you can click on if you want to do picture search or whatever, audio, click video. And then type in, talking parrots, talking dogs, animal acrobats. There's some amazing videos on there. It'll just make your jaw drop. Some of the parrots on there are just incredible. There's one called Einstein you'll see. Watch that one. It's a clip from an Animal Planet show where they have this Einstein parrot on and amazing. You know, the trainer, the owner, is just naming off all these different animals, you know. And it's like he knows he's the focus of attention, you know, that they're cheering for him. He's just getting off on it, you know, doing all the different animal sounds. And she says, "Do a skunk." And he just says, "Stinky." African greys are actually, well, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but African greys are actually intelligent. They're not just parroting, pardon the pun, they actually understand. In fact, let's get on to that right now. Nkisi is the name of a very famous African grey parrot. She has a vocabulary of over 12,000 words. That's even more than Coco, far more. That's about 10 times more than Coco. and she speaks in full sentences. It's been demonstrated that talking birds of this species, the African gray, actually do understand much of what they're saying, as I just mentioned. Dr. Irene Pepperberg of Tucson, Arizona, has been working with a particularly brilliant African gray named Alex for over 20 years. And when she asks him what color corn is, he properly responds with yellow. He's not, you know, they didn't teach him that corn is yellow. They asked him, and he answered correctly. He understands what yellow is, and he cognitively reasons it out in his mind. There's been many studies that show this, guys, that scientists don't argue it now. They know they can't. There's been too many studies done. The African grays actually do think about what they say. They don't just repeat it, you know, because they were told to. They'll take words randomly that they already know the meaning of, and they'll respond accordingly when you ask them a question. Alex can recognize 50 different objects and can keep track of quantities up to 6 items at a time. He also distinguishes 7 colors and 5 shapes and understands bigger, smaller, same, different, over, and under. And when asked what object was orange and had 3 corners, having to choose from a group of different colored and different shaped materials, Alex pointed at the correct object with his beak and then said, "Want a nut?" He recognizes that a little treat usually follows the correct response, so he gives the response and then reminds the trainer, "All right, fork it over, pal." Next, Dr. Pepperberg asked Alex to identify what type of material the object was made of, but Alex was feeling rather fatigued and wouldn't reply. Instead, he simply stated, "Want to go back," meaning back into his cage. He didn't want to be bothered anymore. When she pressed the issue, Alex finally said, "I'm sorry," indicating that he knew that she wasn't happy that he wasn't answering. When she asked the question again, he finally replied correctly with wool. So he knew the material it was made of. He simply didn't want to answer. It's pretty wild. Anyway, talking dogs. Let's, you know, I was just mentioning, you know, Google this, guys. You'll actually get to see several of these. One was a guest on Letterman. Others are just people filming their own dogs, you know, that they trained in their living rooms or kitchens. And check it out. There's tons of them. There's scores and scores of them. I just, you know, played the ones on the first page, but there was like 5 or 6 or 7 pages full of these things. Just type, again, do a Google search for videos and type in talking dog. It's amazing, some of the stuff you'll see on there. There's been numerous examples of this, you know, over the years. Pepe, for example, is a small chihuahua that lived in Torrance, California back in the 1960s, who surprised his owner one day when he self-initiated in a high-pitched howling sound the words, "I love you." Well, you know, that dog is gone now, but there's many other dogs today that have been trained to do the same thing, guys. And again, you'll see this on Google. Check it out. You know, they'll say, "Say it. I love you. I love you." And there's the dog. "I love you. I love you." I mean, it's unbelievable. He's saying exactly what he's told to say. And there's several other things, too, you know, that they'll have him say, you know, "Hi, mommy," or "Hi, mama," or you gotta see this for yourself. It's the most incredible thing. It brought tears to my eyes watching it. It's like, whoa, that's incredible. In time, this same dog learned to mimic other sayings and actually gave many public performances. Some of the other sayings that were favorites of this dog, Pepe, were, "I want you," "How are you?" "Hello there." And he even was trained to say, "Ed Sullivan." His owner said that when he would talk, he would point his nose up in the air, and this is what a lot of the dogs in the Google videos do as well, by the way. point his nose in the air, and move his tongue in order to formulate each sound just like a person does. It's amazing, guys. You know, they don't have vocal cords per se, but nevertheless, they can howl. Oh, there's another one on there. I love this one. There was they were playing a sound effect, I guess, on their computer or whatever. In the background, you can hear of a siren. They kept playing it over and over again, and the dog was mimicking it. He was going, "Aroo! He was going right along with it. Unbelievable. You know, it's amazing the stuff that animals can be trained to do. Makes you wonder, you know, what other things that people maybe hadn't even thought training animals to do or didn't think they could do. Anybody who's ever been to, what is it? Not Marine World. What do they call that? There's one in San Diego. There's another one down in Florida. I've been to both of them. Oh, what do they call that? Son of a gun. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. The giant aquarium. They got the whale there. I can't think of the name of that. That gets to me. SeaWorld. There we go. Thanks. Kerry's alert back in the office there. Yeah, SeaWorld. Anybody who's ever been there, guys, if you haven't, it's quite an experience. You got to go. It's unbelievable. They got some of the most amazing animal shows I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the stuff they make them animals do is just mind-boggling. Riding unicycles and, you know, all kinds of animals. Birds. They'll send a bird out into an audience. You know, they'll tell people to hold up a dollar. And the bird will fly out in the audience, grab a dollar out of one person's hand in his beak and come back. And then, of course, the train of jokes. Hey, all right, thanks a lot. Have a good day. You know, like he's going to leave with the dollar. Anyway, but he tells the guy, while he sends the bird out backstage, you know, he tells the guy to move his seat, you know, to go to a completely different part of the auditorium. And the bird comes back out. He puts the dollar in his beak and loose, you know, sets the bird free to deliver the dollar back to the owner. And the bird flies right back to the owner. Even though he's lost in a crowd of thousands and thousands of people, the bird will fly to the other side of the auditorium. It's unbelievable. You know, it just, I could go on and on the rest of the show just talking about that. The whale show. And again, I forget the name of the whale. It starts with an S. But impressive stuff. This guy is running on the whale's back as the whale spins. And Shamu, yeah, there we go. I can tell Kerry's been to SeaWorld. And, you know, it's like a log race, you know, when you're running on the log and the log is churning under you. That's what he was doing with the whale. The whale was circling as the guy's running on its back. Then he gets on the back of the whale and the whale's swimming around the pool, you know. The next thing you know, the whale dives down with the trainer on its back. And they go way deep down and you're wondering, what's going on? What's the delay? All of a sudden, the whale comes shooting out of the water. My gosh, it must be 30, 40 feet. I don't know how high it was, but it was way up there. With its nose up in the air, and there's the trainer balanced perfectly on the nose of the whale. It's unbelievable. How in the world, you know, tell me these animals aren't smart. They know exactly what they're doing, probably better than the trainers do. Anyway, speaking of amazing animal tricks like that, let's move on to horses. Believe it or not, horses have a high degree of intelligence and have been trained to do some amazing things. In the early 20th century in Germany, Karl Kral of Elberfeld, mystified citizens and scientists alike who came from all over Europe to see his famous math-calculating horses. He used to put on quite a show. He was renowned all over Europe. Usually the horses were given simple math problems that they would tap out the answer with their hooves. But these horses actually even engaged in more complicated feats than that. Some of them did anyway. There were some that were particularly intelligent, more than the others. Two European scientists, in fact, that came to work with this group of horses, was Professor Mackenzie of Genoa and Assagioli of Florence, Italy. They trained these same horses to solve problems that involved square roots. But they also taught them to tap out sentences using Morse code. On one occasion, one of the horses, Zarif, stopped responding to math questions, and when asked what was wrong, he tapped out tired and pain in leg. Apparently, he got a kink or something in his leg, and simply could not continue to go on with the performance. Frank Edwards, in his book Strangest of All, 1956, quoted two other scientists who had worked with these same amazing horses. They told the story of how on one occasion they had asked one especially bright horse, Muhammad, why he didn't attempt to communicate with his mouth instead of his hooves. To this, the horse tapped out, "I have no voice." So there you go, folks. What do you think of that? The horse actually said, "I have no voice." The horse understood that he did not have the ability to talk. I'll tell you, man, this stuff is amazing. I don't understand how anybody could not be blown away by this. This stuff just fascinates me. How about a counting dog? Bozo was his name, owned by Captain E.C. Lauer, could accurately bark out the number of coins in audience members' hands, as well as the number of rings on their fingers, and just about any other number that his master would call out. The dog, after hearing the number, would call out that number of barks. Incredible. Animal emotions and affections. Here we go on to another interesting avenue. In Edinburgh, Scotland, in a public area known as Greyfriars Square, this is one of my favorite stories here. This is very endearing, very touching. Today there stands a statue there of a famous dog, a terrier, known as Bobby. Some of you may have heard this story. Bobby had no owner, and he had to search and beg for small scraps of food just to survive. One day, an old man named Jock had bought him a meal from a local restaurant, a favor that Bobby had never forgotten. Shortly after this time, unfortunately, Jock had died. The little dog stayed by his grave and absolutely refused to leave. In fact, for the next 14 years, Bobby sat by that grave, leaving only once a day to look for food by the same restaurant where Jock had bought him his first meal. The locals were so impressed that they actually built Bobby a small shelter near Jock's gravestone. And again, he stayed there during winter, summer alike, for the next 14 years. Later, when Bobby himself died, the townspeople buried him near his friend and erected his own little stone there, a statue of that dog in his honor. Incredible, guys. There are people in this world that are not that loyal. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who was that loyal. I'd almost venture to say there aren't any people that are that loyal. It's amazing. The loyalty of a dog goes way beyond anything that that I've ever seen in the human race, anyway. Then there's a famous dolphin named Pelorus Jack, who used to guide ships through very dangerous, turbulent, and rock-filled waters off the coast of New Zealand, known as the French Pass. This career of his began one day when a ship from Boston was passing through the area. Someone aboard was about to shoot the dolphin, but apparently, for target practice, but when suddenly the captain's wife intervened and saved the sea creature's life, from then on out, apparently in gratitude, this dolphin started guiding ships through these dangerous waters. Immediately, the dolphin began, beginning with that ship, to lead it through the area, and it kept looking back periodically to make sure that he was being followed. And again, from that point on, for many years thereafter, hundreds of ships were safely guided through these dangerous waters by this same dolphin year after year after year. He actually became a local celebrity. One tragic day, however, a ship called the Penguin had passed through the region. Before the other passengers could stop him, a drunk passenger shot at the dolphin. He was seen to swim away, leaving a trail of blood behind him. He was taken for dead. However, several weeks later, after recovering from his wound, he actually began leading ships once again through the channel. And I'll pick up this interesting story when we get back, guys. You don't want to miss this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm going to pick up with this this story here of this dolphin. Again, one day the dolphin was unfortunately shot at. They thought he was dead, but he did show up a few days later. But and he started leading ships again. But as soon as the ship, the Penguin, from whence he was shot at weeks earlier, as soon as it showed up again, Jack swam off and refused to guide this particular ship. He recognized this ship as being the one from whence he was shot at. Unbelievable. He still continued to guide all the other ships, but whenever that one came nearby, he would swim off. He wouldn't have anything to do with it. Ironically, and this is where the story gets really bizarre, not long after this time, the Penguin actually became shipwrecked by hitting some rocks in this channel, not having the luxury of Jack guiding it. And as a result, several people actually died from this accident. Imagine that. And as you may know, dolphins, of course, have been known to rescue drowning people, protect them from sharks, and steer rowboats that had drifted out too far to sea, you know, back into safe waters. You know, what makes them do that? How do they know that this, you know, these people are even in trouble? How do they know that they're in need of help? It's amazing. Dolphins, guys, can be trained to learn simple sentences and can thus be asked to perform tasks that they had never even attempted before and complete them successfully. Here's an interesting little story, now that we're talking about dolphins. This is from the book When Elephants Weep. We find this fascinating account. Quote, in an oceanarium, several dolphins were trained in the skills of water polo. First, they learned to put a ball through a goal, each team having a different goal. Then the trainers tried to teach them to compete by keeping the other team from scoring. After three training sessions, the dolphins caught on all too well. Uninterested in strictures against foul play, the dolphins zestfully attacked one another in such an unsporting fashion that the training was discontinued and they were never again given competitive games. There was no indication that the dolphins thereafter tried to play polo on their own. There was even a story, guys, where on one occasion at one facility, one training facility, the trainers went away on lunch break. And of course, you know, they had cameras running all the time in the aquarium there. So they went away on lunch break. When they came back, the dolphins were fighting. Some of them had gotten injured. I think one of them got a fractured rib because, you know, they'll ram each other with their pointed noses. You know, that's how they scare sharks off. Sharks are afraid of dolphins. Dolphins kick their butts. They ram them in the side with their noses. Anyway, so, you know, these dolphins were hurting each other. They came back. They couldn't believe it. They were fighting. So later they went back and viewed the video and found out what happened. While they were off on lunch break, they initiated their own game, and the losing team got mad. And so they were attacking the winning team. Ah, boy, unbelievable. They're almost too smart for their own good. All right, guys, another short break. More of this stuff when we get back. We'll see you then.
Since 1988,